Watcher, and a hugely warm welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Singer Keely Smith died 2 weeks ago. Let's remember her now.
It's quarter to three. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I got a little story you ought to know. Of a brief episode, make it one for my baby and one more for the road. I got the routine, so drop another quarter. You'd make the music dreamy and sad. I could tell you a lot, but you've gotta be true to your code. Make it one for my baby. I'm a kind of poet, and I got a lot of things to say. And when I'm gloomy, you gotta listen to me till it's talked away. Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. So thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. This torch that I found, it must be drowned. It soon might explode. Make it one for my baby. Make it one for my baby. Make it one for my baby. One more.
Singer Keely Smith was with bandleader Louis Prima for 13 years and married to him for 8 of those. And, apart from singing, she played the straight-faced eye-roller to Prima's clowning and gyrations. You could say a forerunner to Sonny and Cher. But Keely and Louis made some fun music together, R&B-tinged jazz, with a large dollop of popular on the side. But Keely did make some great records. This Concord Hollywood July 2002 recorded album, Keely Swings Bassy Style, being one of her best. And I was very spoilt for choice. I got the list down to April in Paris and I Can't Stop Loving You, but the Johnny Mercer Harold Arlen gem won the contest. One for my baby and one more for the road. Supported by a big band led by pianist Dennis Michaels and a lot of strings. Keely Smith's hairstyle never changed. A bob cut is the descriptor, I believe. And some of her album covers merely showed her hair, and everybody knew it was her. Keely died 2 weeks ago, aged 89. Here's another brilliant Resonance Records album. A newly released Resonance Records album of the Three Sounds live at the Penthouse in Seattle, Washington, between 64 and 68. All of the Three Sounds radio broadcasts from the Jazz Club were recorded, and this excellent compilation is all of previously unissued material. The album is called Grooving Hard, great title. Gene Harris piano, Andy Simpkins bass, and Bill Dowdy drums, the ever-constant lineup of the Three Sounds. We heard Blue Jeans, jeans as in genetics, rather than denim, Feb 64. And here's a recent re-release of a Ben Webster gig.
Thank you.
That was Neil Hefti's glorious Little Darling from Count Basie's seminal LP, The Atomic Mr. Basie. And this is the only time that Ben Webster ever recorded it, ever. This 2012 released Domino album is the first time this gig at the Poorhouse Vienna, May 72, has had proper distribution, originally and only previously released as a limited edition CD in the early 90s. Ben died just over a year after this gig, and on this occasion he's supported by local musos. Ernst Dworzak, trumpet, Heinz Zadek, alto, Humbert Augustinovich on piano, Gert Beinert, guitar, Anton Michelmeier, bass, and Eric Metzger on drums. Ben on tenor, of course. Last week I promised to play you a vocal by Mal Waldron's daughter, Marla. Here it is.
When I wake up in the morning with a smile upon my face, 'cause boy, I've been dreaming about you. And I just can't wait till I see you next. Makes me feel just like a child.
Like a child.
Like a sunny day, you'll make it all worthwhile. And I know that you feel it too. I can tell by the thing you do. And the look that's in your eyes lets me know that it's not a lie. And it feels so good to be true. Too so happy since I met you. I want to know you inside out. Climb a mountaintop and shower feeling for you. You. Feeling for you. You. And I know that I can't forget just shown up since the day I met you. This feeling for you. You. Thank you. When I wonder how you're doing, that's when you always seem to call. The moment I hear your voice, I know that you're all right. And you lift me up with the things you say, help me make it through the day. You inspire me in your very special way. Oh, 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 oh. And I know that you're mine, oh, mine. You're my sweetness, my Valentine. And there's nothing I wouldn't do just to prove that my love is true. When you hold me, you make me melt. You're the best that I've ever felt. And at times I can't express all my joy and happiness. Feel it for you, 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 you. Feel it for you, you. Since the day I met you, the feeling for you, 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 you. This feeling for you.
Recorded 2016 in Brooklyn, New York. Marla Waldron piano and vocal on Feeling For You. Vincent Gardner trombone. And according to the liner notes, that's it. All the other musos sit out this song. Marla herself does all the vocals via overdubbing. So yes, just the two of them. And the next two songs we're going to hear were written by Nat Adderley.
Thank you.
This VJ album is under the joint leadership of trombonist Benny Green. That's Benny with an IE at the end, unlike all the other jazzy Benny Greens, with a Y. Back to the joint leadership, though. The other being tenor man Gene Ammons. But that's confusing, as the band is crammed full of stars. And I'm not even sure I heard the two co-leaders on that version of Sermonette, which was an alternate take, by the way, not the version that was on the original LP. Nat Adderley wrote Sermonette, but also played muted cornet there. Basseyite Frank Wes flute, fellow Basseyite Frank Foster, a very quiet tenor. Tommy Flanagan piano, Eddie Jones bass, and Albert Tutti Heath drums. Recorded in New York, November 58, and the LP is called The Swinging Est. And yes, you can guess the other Nat Adderley combo, I think.
Thank you.
And indeed it was, Work Song, recorded New York, October 2008, with altoist Sherman Irby, the leader, Larry Willis piano, Buster Williams bass and Victor Lewis drums. This Byrds album is called Work Song, Dear Cannonball, Nat's older brother Cannonball being Irby's earliest inspiration. Randy Weston is next. And that was live, but from a very quiet bamboo club in Ontario, March 85. The set was broadcast on TV, CBC's Jazz Beat programme. That was, inevitably, a Randy Weston compo, Tanya. And Weston, who's still playing today in his 90s, was one of the first African-American jazzmen to spend a lot of time in Africa, tracing his roots and absorbing their rhythms and music. I have to tell you, I edited out the end bit, as it was so quiet as to be virtually inaudible, and it was followed, eventually, by a very restrained round of lukewarm applause. Come on, guys, it's Randy Weston. One of Weston's major influences was our next artist.
And now comes Wildcat Anderson. Wildcat Anderson, the catter. In Paris, he's known as Marcel Shah. He is El Gato. Cat Anderson and El Gato.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington, instantly recognisable as such. This cheapo album is called April in Paris. Yes, that's one of the songs on this live recording. It subliminally suggests it's recorded in Paris, but it's not. It's from Cologne in Germany, November 69. And that was, as the Duke kindly informed us, El Gato, a special feature for his high note trumpet specialist, Cat Anderson. And I nearly, for the second time this week, played you April in Paris, but here it's really a feature for organist Wild Bill Davis, rather than the whole gang. Next, Jimmy and Teddy. Japanese Toshiba LP recorded in Tokyo, October 1970, and called Jimmy Takeuchi and Teddy Wilson, drummer and pianist respectively. What more do we need to know? Well, Shoji Yokouchi, guitar, and Masanaga Harada on bass for starters. Plus, that was Mac the Knife. For some odd reason, I find it intriguing to find Teddy Wilson in this setting. But why not? Tokyo to Stockholm. Thank you. The leader on this Stockholm August 1970 Columbia LP is Vibes player Lars Östrand, and that song, very obviously, was about a nightingale singing in Berkeley Square. And I have to admit, I'd forgotten that arranger and producer Ove Lind had drenched the whole recording in strings. Nicke Warman guitar, Arne Wilhelmsen bass, and Pelle Hutten on drums. Gentle stuff, so I think we'll need to speed up a little. So, Stockholm to Boston this time. From the Berklee School of Music Jazz in the Classroom series, Volume 9 to be precise, a rousing rendition of Mama Lou by a roster of 24 Berklee students and alumni. Just running down the list, Sadeo Watanabe, Hal McIntyre, Charles Owen are amongst the young students. Charles Owen on alto gets the lion's share of the limelight on what is essentially an ensemble piece. The LP is entitled A Tribute to Oliver Nelson. It's all Nelson compos, but with arrangements by Berklee students. From a big band to a piano-based drums trio. This soul note LP is called Schumann Reflections, recorded July 84 in Milan, an all-Italian lineup: Giorgio Gaslini on piano and leader, Piero Leverato on bass, and Paolo Pelligatti on drums. All interpretations of Schumann. We heard Von Fremden, Landen und Menschen. Now, compare and contrast that with our last one. The title alone will suggest or shout a contrast. Groove Grease, written by the leader on this Groove Merchant mid-70s LP, the Cisco Kid. The leader being Hammond B3 man Reuben Wilson, Garnet Brown trombone, George Coleman tenor, Melvin Sparks guitar, Bob Cranshaw electric bass, Mickey Roker drums, and Ray Amando conga. Groove Grease.
Thank you.
As ever, I really hope you've enjoyed this week's variety. Enough, certainly, to rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz, when we'll salute trombonist Roswell Rudd, who died this week. Until then, please take care. Be well.